Yogi Berra, Eternal Yankee by Alan Berra. Narrated by Norman Dietz. Copyright 2009 by Alan Berra. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Alan Berra and the William Morris Agency, and was produced in the year 2009 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Introduction. Inventing Yogi Berra. He was the guy who made the Yankees seem almost human. Mickey Mantle. Sometime in the summer of 1941, two of the great legends of baseball narrowly missed making a connection that would have radically altered baseball. Some historians place the date in 1942, but the two men with reason to remember it best, Yogi Berra and Joe Garagiola, say, and I have taken their word, it was 1941. Lawrence Peter Berra, a then somewhat stocky, ungainly-looking 16-year-old Italian-American kid from the Dago Hill area of St. Louis, had attracted the attention of the best organization in the National League for a tryout in Sportsman's Park. Jack McGuire, a scout for the St. Louis Cardinals, told his boss, General Manager Branch Rickey, that Berra had a powerful left-handed swing, a great arm, and heaps of potential. Rickey wasn't sure. He was more interested in another kid from the Hill, Joseph Henry Garagiola, a year younger than Berra. Garagiola was thought by Rickey to be faster, smoother, and more polished. D. Walsh, another Cardinals scout, talked Rickey into signing Garagiola with a $500 bonus, but Rickey was skeptical.